Terry Prilliman of Rossville was sworn in as the new member in District 1. The vacancy was declared in District 5, where Chrissy Walls recently stepped down. A recommendation on who will fill that vacancy will be made later. Also during their meeting, county board members approved landscape management plans for commercial solar farms near Ridge Farm and east of Hoopston. Both projects had been approved earlier. Pivot Energy is proposing the site east of Hoopston along Route 9 be a pollinator-friendly site, so a vegetation and landscape management plan was approved for that location. And as discussions continue on other proposed wind and solar projects in the county, the board forwarded a suggested change in the county's wind and solar ordinance to the Wind and Solar Committee. County Board Chairman Steve Miller proposed the change, saying he thinks the existing wording in the wind and solar ordinance is misleading. Miller said at a recent County Board Executive Committee meeting, he thinks the existing wording suggests that county board members can vote their own personal wishes, irrespective of what evidence is introduced at the Wind and Solar Committee hearings. But Miller adds, that's simply not true. And he says that's what needs to be clarified. The change would say that the decision to grant or deny a permit application is within the sole discretion of the county board, subject to state and federal law. Also during their meeting, county board members approved a new health insurance package to cover employees who work for the county. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Blue Choice Options PPO will replace the existing Health Alliance plan. Health Alliance is dropping its coverage for county employees effective October 1st. I'm Bill Pickett.